Asiatic charge of the Indian Jews. I said, Your Excellency, we have to pay our debt to India. You have come to Israel, all of you, as a result of persecution. Whereas my people have come to Israel, I said, out of the longing to be in the Holy Land. They were never persecuted or driven out, and there was no discrimination against them. You see, you know the Bene Israel were topmost officers in the army here, of the British army. You see, so that was the case, and no discrimination. And we are the only people among the Indians who were given European grade by the British. Sweet bread.
Would you please tell me, Mr. Samuel, what you do?
I am a realtor.
And what does it mean to be a realtor?
A realtor, we buy and we sell land. We take land, we develop, build roads, I mean, say, put in water, electricity, drainage, and then sell small plots.
Do you also see to the building of house?
No, I just sell the land. I develop the land and I sell it.
Yes. Uh-huh. And how long have you been in India?
15 years. In India I've been for all my life. I've been born, bred and buttered in India.
And you went to school?
Yes, school, college. Uh-huh. I'm a solicitor by profession. I'm an attorney.
Well, that makes it much easier. So you have been 15 years in the profession, and before that, what did you do for a solicitor?
I did my solicitor. Instead of becoming a good solicitor, I became a bad businessman, as you would say.
Oh, wow. Yes, carom, playing carom. Please do it.
Yes, go on.
The sound.
Thank you.
12,500 flats, part of them for the government.
You go also, then you can drive a small car. Hello. How is the position with the roads and the gardens and the electrics as well as the drainage? What has happened about the Hutpin dwellers? All the Hutpin dwellers are supposed to have been removed by now, and I'm really surprised that nothing has been done about it so far. I hope that you will take immediate action and take the Mamladar's men and see that whoever the trespassers have been removed, so that we can start our construction within the next few days. The government has given us an order that we are supposed to start by the 1st of January, but so far it is very embarrassing for me to give a reply to the government telling them that I am postponing the starting of the construction every few days.